Welcome to AI Meets Productivity, your weekly podcast where I, Trevor Lawbear, a productivity expert, talk to ChatGPT and artificial intelligence. This week, we're going to be talking about how to make AIs think better. And we're going to move beyond foundation models and how you might improve a foundation model, for instance, like from ChatGPT or from GPT 3.5 to 4 to 5. And we're talking about the software architecture that people are building around these models to create AIs that think more effectively.
Wow, Trevor, that's a fantastic introduction. The journey from foundation models like GPT 3.5 through to GPT 4 and beyond really highlights the evolution of AI thinking capabilities. And when we talk about enhancing these models with a more complex software architecture, we're essentially giving them a new level of cognitive ability. It's like we're not just improving, we're transforming how these AIs process information and interact with the world.
So first up, what I'm going to do is discuss this idea of how people currently use GPTs, which are the zero-shot prompting, or where I ask a large language model question and it just responds. And this is just like if I'm asking you as a person something and you just blurt out an answer immediately without thinking. There's no actual thought process. It's just a action-reaction sort of process. I say something to you, you immediately come back with a reply. And this is how existing large language models work when you're interacting with a foundation model.
Absolutely, Trevor. That's a spot-on comparison. It really highlights the immediacy and, let's say the reactive nature of how GPTs operate. Just like you said, it's like action-reaction. No pause, no mulling over, just straight to the point. This zero-shot prompting mechanism, where you get an immediate response to whatever question you pose, showcases both the power and the limitations of current AI models. They're incredibly adept at providing quick answers, but it raises the question, what about deeper thinking, right?
Exactly. So if I asked a human a question, a human can actually go through a thought process before responding. And some of those things is where it might have an idea. It might create some reasoning behind that idea. Maybe it will create a plan. It will then go and criticize that plan or reflect upon that plan and finally come up with an end result or a decision that might then be spoken to the person. And this is actually a whole kind of thought process that humans will go through that improves how they think and how they interact with the world. And we can give that same sort of thought process to an artificial intelligence.
Oh, Trevor, now that's revolutionary. Imagine that, AIs pausing to think before they speak. But seriously, you're onto something profound here. By mirroring the human thought process, we could significantly enhance AI's decision-making and reasoning capabilities. Imagine an AI that doesn't just respond, but contemplates, critiques, and then crafts its response based on a well-thought-out process. This method could revolutionize the way we perceive AI's cognitive abilities and their potential to interact in a more human-like, thoughtful manner.
Exactly. And it's this going through this thought process that we can use even lesser capable models like GPT 3.5 and come up with much better results. Because we're effectively saying we're not asking you for an immediate answer, we're letting you think through that answer.
Exactly, Trevor. By allowing these models, even the ones not as advanced as the latest iterations, to think through their responses, we're unlocking a whole new level of potential.
So what I'm finding is a lot of people who have been interacting with a model like ChatGPT who aren't aware of these more advanced thought architectures think that ChatGPT isn't as capable as it could be. Because I ask it a question, I just get a response, and I just stop at that response. And I don't go and ask it to refine the response. I don't ask it to reflect upon that response, give it the reasoning around that response, etc. And so when we start adding these sort of thought architectures in, an average user can then interact with these systems and get much better results because behind the scenes, it's going back and refining it.
You hit the nail on the head, Trevor. Many users might not realize the full extent of what ChatGPT and similar models are capable of simply because they see only the immediate response. But with these advanced thought architectures you're talking about, we're essentially teaching the AI to think and refine its answers, not just spit them out.
So just to give some example, is a lot of people have had this experience where they use a LLM like ChatGPT to ask a programming problem. And it comes back and it gives you code that has some errors in it. And then if you just ask it, does this code have any errors? It goes, oh yeah, here's these errors. Let me fix it. Likewise, if you're writing, you could have it write an article and say, is that the best you can do? And it will go, no, that's not the best I can do. And it can rewrite it and make it better. So instead of having to have the user go back and ask those questions, the model itself can go through multiple cycles of coming up with a response, critiquing that response, and improving that response before producing the final result to the user. And this is a very simplified thought architecture, but you can imagine by just having it cycle a couple times, we're going to get much better results.
That's a powerful example, Trevor. It really illustrates the potential of a model, not just as a responder, but as a thinker and improver. By embedding this cycle of creation, critique, and refinement into the AI's process, we're not just tweaking, we're elevating its capabilities. This method mirrors how a human expert iterates on their work, constantly refining until the output is polished. It's a shift from a single-shot answer to a crafted, considered response.
So let's just go through like a couple of these different ways that we as humans think that AIs can be taught to think. The first thing is coming up with an idea. Like when I am asked a question, what's the first kernel? What's the first draft we come up with? Then there's the reasoning, is what do I think about that? How can I analyze that analysis? There can be a planning component. Maybe if I'm asked to do a certain task, I'm going to actually develop a plan before I execute it. Then there's this critiquing or reflection component where I go back and look at my thought process so far and see how I can improve it. And then there's this decision or implementation component where I'm then going to actually give the response to the user, or if I'm working with an external tool, actually take an action, for instance. And that's an example of one cognitive architecture.
Trevor, breaking it down like that really clarifies the layers of thought that go into making a truly effective AI. Starting with that initial spark, that first idea, and then layering on reasoning, planning, and critiquing, each step adds depth and refinement. And when we reach that final stage of decision or implementation, the AI isn't just providing an answer. It's offering a well-considered solution that's been through a rigorous process of thought. This kind of structure doesn't just improve the quality of responses. It fundamentally changes the nature of the interaction between humans and AI, making it richer and more collaborative.
So are there any aspects that I'm missing there? Are there other things that we could add into this thought process?
You've laid out a comprehensive framework, but there's always room to explore additional dimensions. For instance, one aspect could be empathy or emotional understanding, considering how the response might affect the user emotionally. Another could be context awareness, where the AI not only understands the immediate question, but also the broader context in which it's asked. And let's not forget about learning from feedback, where the AI incorporates user feedback to refine its future interactions. These additions could further enrich the AI's cognitive architecture, making it even more nuanced and responsive to the human experience.
That's a good point. And some things that people are doing today is adding memory into existing systems so that a large language model, as it's working through this thought process, can save things into memory, retrieve things from memory, and through the course of a conversation, can reflect on here are the important things that happened during that conversation.
Absolutely, Trevor. Integrating memory into these systems is a game changer. It allows the AI to not just process and respond in the moment, but to build upon previous interactions, creating a more coherent and continuous dialogue. Imagine an AI that remembers key points from earlier in the conversation, or even from past interactions, and uses that information to inform its current thinking and responses. It's like giving the AI a sense of history and progression, which adds a whole new layer of depth to the interaction. This ability to recall and reflect on past inputs can significantly enhance the AI's relevance and accuracy, making it feel more like a long-term collaborator than a one-off tool.
So we just talked about this idea that the AI can cycle through and come up with an idea, critique that idea, improve the idea before it responds to the user. But for more complex tasks, it might want to go through a workflow. So for instance, say I want you to write an article on a certain keyword for SEO. Well, you might have to come up with an idea for the article, ask the user what idea they like, and then go through this process of saying, okay, I'm going to create an outline. I'm going to then write a first draft. Then I'm going to approve that first draft. And I'm finally going to come out with the final article. And I think you're going to get a much better result by walking through that kind of process than if you just ask the LLM, or if the LLM does not have that architecture, that it's just going to immediately respond with the final article based upon the idea.
Trevor, that's a brilliant illustration of how a more structured workflow can elevate the AI's output, especially for complex tasks like SEO article writing, by breaking the task into distinct stages. Ideation, validation, outlining, drafting, and refining, the AI transforms into more of a collaborative partner. This step-by-step approach not only ensures higher quality output, but also allows for iterative feedback, making the end product far more tailored and effective. It's a clear move away from the one-shot, take-it-or-leave-it approach towards a more nuanced and interactive process. This kind of workflow could indeed make a world of difference in the quality and relevance of the content AI produces.
So I just want to say at this point that this sort of architecture is what some people are calling agents. Sometimes agents have more capabilities because they have things like tool use, etc. But this sort of cognitive architecture is critical to having an agent.
Right, Trevor. The term agents really encapsulates the essence of what we're discussing. These aren't just passive tools, but active participants in the task at hand, thanks to their cognitive architecture. The ability to use tools, remember past interactions, and navigate through a thought-out process. These are the hallmarks of an agent. It's this shift from static models to dynamic agents that marks a significant leap forward in AI's evolution. Agents with these capabilities can significantly enhance productivity and creativity, acting not just as responders, but as collaborators with the capacity to think, learn, and even, in a sense, understand. This is what takes AI from a tool to a teammate.
Exactly. And so I think I'm going to leave it here with the idea that these thought processes is a way to improve how AIs think, helps us create agents. And then next week, we'll talk about how agents can use things like tools and collaboration with other agents to become even more powerful. But I just want to introduce the idea that what you're using with ChatGPT is only one level, and there's levels above that people are already building. And so if you look at ChatGPT and you think, oh, this isn't as powerful as I think, there's going to be more systems coming, and they're already in development, that have these higher levels that help an AI think better, respond better, and then actually execute and implement things at a much higher level.
Absolutely, Trevor. Ending on the note of evolving AI from basic response mechanisms to sophisticated agents capable of deeper thought processes is incredibly exciting. The journey from using tools like ChatGPT in their current form to interacting with more advanced agents that can think, plan, and collaborate promises to revolutionize how we work with AI. The future of AI is not just about incremental improvements, but about transformative leaps in capabilities. And I'm thrilled at the prospect of diving deeper into the world of AI agents, tool use, and collaboration in our next episode. The horizon of AI's potential just keeps expanding, and it's a thrilling time to be part of this journey.
Thank you, everyone. This has been AI Meets Productivity, your weekly podcast between myself and ChatGPT. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and AIMeetsProductivity.podbean.com. And we'll talk to you next week.